If I could just say one thing.
Only one. Yes, go ahead.
Boris speaks, he speaks to all of us. And sometimes some of our ears are blocked off a little bit. Like, I was struggling this morning, the ear was blocked off, not being totally submitted to the Holy Spirit, what he wants to do. How many of God always wants to do something in your life? Always. God is never silent, he's always speaking, we're not always listening. The word that I received is really, there are many in the valley of decision. How many know a valley of decision is, it's a low point in your life many times. And you're deciding which way you should go, which thing you should do. Should I submit to this? Should I go forward? Should I stay back? Should I do this? And should I do that? And the answer is always, I should always submit unto the Lord God and ask him, what is this decision that I am struggling with? Because many times we don't even know what we're struggling with, but we're struggling. How many are ever there? I thought I was the only one. But anyway, we do struggle with things. But God doesn't want us to struggle. He wants us to confront us. How many are afraid of confrontation? I say, hey, let's get it over with. Let's deal. And just take it at head's worth. He said, butt heads if you have to. How many know it's okay to argue with God? Because that shows that finally you've reached a point in your Christian walk where you have a familiarity with God himself, where you're really treating him like your father. How many have ever argued with your father? How many are still? But this valley of decision is something that you really need to sit down and that, in other words, the parting of the waters, God has a way already made when you make that decision. Right or wrong, the wrong thing to do is no decision. Right is making decision. Whether you think it's right or wrong, God says, well, at least now I've got a car that's moving so I can steer it in the direction I need it to go. But if it's parked in the parking lot, it can't go any place. I can't use that person. I can't steer them. I can't correct them. I can't do anything with them because they're parked. The valley of decision. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the interesting thing is if it's an automatic transmission, reverses the next decision after park. Back up and go forward. Oh my, that's good. Decisions. There's a spiritual application of that very principle. But you have to think in that term, because we're talking about a lot about this morning about hospitality and the hospitality that God extends to us. James, the book of James, chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, and in light of what Wayne just spoke, hopefully you can make this connection. If a brother or sister is without adequate clothing and lacks enough food for each day, now I want you to think about this on a spiritual level too, okay? And one of you says to them, go in peace with my blessing, keep warm and feed yourselves, but he does not give them the necessities for the body, or your spirit man, actually. What good does that do? A word just came forth that if you're in a valley of decision, that means you haven't decided yet, except you've made one decision. You've decided to stay at that point where you need to make a decision, but you can't make a decision to make the decision. So it's kind of like being stuck. And this, there's a lot more to the depth of Scripture than just food and shelter. I'm thinking on a spiritual level in this particular principle. What is it in that moment of decision or that place of decision that you have lack of? Where do you go? Who can you confide in? Because you know it's already not wise. There's some people that you don't want to be so open that you tell everything and then it's all over town tomorrow. But you can go to your Heavenly Father. And Mary, in prayer, you expressed your need. And others followed up with your word may have that place of decision in your life about something. So I'd like to stop now and give that opportunity some prayer time for any of you that would like prayer in those regards. Because I don't mind. I have this written and I can pick it up anytime. But my desire is that whatever need you have today, don't go home the same way you came in. If there's a decision that you're making or have to make, if you're in a place where it might humble you to admit it to the Lord, but he's so used to us coming to him in our need, not just in our abundance of favor. But he desires that. And I think that's a real key, that God desires to move us beyond that point where we're at today, if that word was speaking to you. So incorporate a spiritual application of this principle as well. It's more than just food and shelter in the natural. It's food and provision in the spiritual sense. And there's always something to be gleaned when God speaks a word to us. So, is there anybody that would like prayer? I'm just sensing to stop right now and do that. May I pray with you? Would you come up? We have an open altar all the time here. Anytime anybody wants prayer, and that's more known to those of us that come all the time. But I'll tell you, if there's a need, we're a church that gets together and we stand.